This is a big divisive moment for the Democratic Party. Rashida Tlaib is one of the very few on the far left progressive side of the party who has really been pushing for a ceasefire, who's been repeating some of the things that were, frankly, one of them was turned out to be inaccurate, where she was at a protest on Capitol Hill a few weeks ago, and that was after the rocket hit the hospital in Gaza. It was initially pushed out by Hamas that it was actually done by the Israelis, the U.S. intelligence agencies, and all intelligence subsequently found out that that was not the case. But she continued to press that narrative and was actually criticized by some of her fellow Democrats who felt she had gone too far. Now, this was brought by Marjorie Taylor Greene. They were originally going to try to censure her, Republicans, last week. They pulled it back. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene narrowed the scope of her criticism and the censure, and it got through tonight. So again, just another sign of all the explosive of this issue involving Hamas, the ceasefire, trying to figure out a way to protect humanitarian ways to get people out of Gaza, to get them to Egypt and other places. It's just something that continues to come up, understandably, across the country with all these protests. And many of the protests have happened on Capitol Hill. But once again, we have a situation where there used to not be that many censures, Dimitri, on Capitol Hill. It was usually related to some major corruption scandal or something like that. But now we've seen this in the last couple of years, and it's just a reflection of the politics that we're in today, that if somebody strongly disagrees with somebody, they are more than likely going to pull up a censure resolution on the floor of the U.S. House.
It is a punishment one step below expulsion from the House. I'm asking you to predict the future that you can't do, but what effect is it going to have? It seems like Rashida Tlaib is very... She's a vocal person.
Right. And she's, you know, well protected in her district in Michigan, which has a large Arab American population. A censure, by the way, is really effectively like a slap on the wrist in the U.S. House. It sounds bad. It's certainly not something that somebody wants. Adam Schiff was also censured, the California congressman, for going after former President Trump on a variety of issues. And he actually wore it as a kind of a badge that he was doing the right thing. So it's not going to really hurt her politically, but expulsion, now that's when you get to a higher level, and that's what was attempted to be done with New York Congressman George Santos, and that fell short last week.